All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show, and if you are just joining us, we are joined by a special guest, American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford, and we are talking about this national emergency. And the American Legion has continued to lead the nation in a way with the largest veteran organization to talk about some of the local communities and what they need when it comes to assisting veterans, military families, service members with claims and other benefits, especially when we're dealing with what's going on now with COVID-19. Commander Bill Oxford, I really appreciate you coming on the phone. So many people right now are just trying to get good information. You guys obviously have representatives from all 50 states. You got five different regional departments as well. And this is something that's so important. So for people that are listening, what is available when it comes to resources that the American Legion is focusing on right now?
Well, Ben, it's a good point. We have encouraged our Legion post to close and limit that physical contact, but there are many posts across the country still doing good things and serving America's veterans. We've got posts like Post 10 in San Antonio thinking about collecting supplies. There are posts in Minnesota who are collecting supplies. There are posts in New Jersey collecting canned goods and other non-perishables. Posts like Continental Post 1424 in Forest Hills, New York, picking up supplies for veterans that are homebound. And let me just talk about that just a minute, if I might. One of the programs sure. that the American Legion has is called a buddy check. And if we go back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies. But our buddy check program, it's a way for Legionnaires to stay in contact with other Legionnaires. It's a phone call. It might be an email. It might be a Skype. It might be a Zoom. But any of those contacts are a way to check up and see if veterans are in need, if they need anything. And we've had veterans help other veterans make a trip to the grocery store, pick up pharmaceutical supplies from a pharmacy or a prescription. We've had other errands. And those kinds of things are still happening. We even had a post member roll trash cans from the street back to the veteran's home. So these buddy checks are a way to reach out and make sure veterans feel still connected with their Legion post and other Legionnaires.
You know, there's so many people that may be listening that are in the military, that are former military, that may be dealing with unemployment and the stress of that. Talk about what American Legion can do when it comes to the job market and ways that people can connect with one another to help during this time as well.
Well, we know that many veterans have been hit especially hard by this economic downturn. When we think about veterans, I mean, the isolationism, the depression, the environmental hazards that they faced over the years does cause a special issue for veterans. So when we think about making sure veterans are taken care of, we need to consider the jobs market. And relating to that, we've encouraged the active duty folks to extend the tours of those who wish to for 6 to 12 months until the economy opens back up and those economic opportunities are still out there and available. Now, we know that many of the military veterans spent their prime working years in the military, and civilian peers sometimes advance farther up the corporate ladder. So transitioning from the military is difficult, but we would just encourage veterans or encourage employers to hire a veteran. That's some of the things we can do to make sure veterans are taken care of and considered part of the economic recovery.
You know, one thing that people talk about is are you guys even open because of what's going on right now? Are these posts closed due to this public health threat? Tell me about when it comes to people reaching out to you. What are you guys doing?
Well, we are encouraging posts to close and limit the physical contact. We are available at legion.org, at a department website, and reaching out to the local post. Generally, and not everywhere, but generally there is somebody who is at the post or goes by the post to check voicemail, emails, those things. So we are out there. We're still available. We're still working, still doing a lot of good things. I mean, we're just collecting food supplies and distributing them. In Ohio, they fed 200 families at a drive-through breakfast. We are still holding things like blood drives. Many services, many posts are closed, but services are still there.
Well, it's obviously very, very, very important work what you guys are doing, and for people right now that need to get more information. And again, I think what you're really advocating for here, more than anything else, is checking on people, checking on veterans, checking on your family and friends that are connected. And that may be one of the best parts of this. For people that want to get more information, get in contact with you guys, how can they do that?
We're always available on the World Wide Web at legion.org. There's a connect button. Each department has a website. You can find that department website. There'll be a contact button there, or your local post. Make that phone call to the local post. If somebody's there, they'll be willing and able to help. And if they're not, they'll take a message and get back to you. So it is a way to reach out, and just a lot of different things going on.
Well, I really appreciate your time and coming on. Thanks so much for looking out for people that have served this country and those that are with the American Legion. I think this is so important for people to understand exactly what's happening right now.
Well, it is a tough time in American history, and we would just encourage people to stay strong. According to the Secretary of the VA yesterday, he seems to think the curve is flattening. The number of cases are diminishing, and we hopefully are able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not over. We still got a ways to go, but there is hope, and we'll be better and stronger because of it.
Well, you're a veteran of the Vietnam War, and I really appreciate your service, Bill Oxford, National Commander of the nearly 2 million strong American Legion. Thank you so much for coming on, and you stay safe as well.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Take a quick break. We'll come right back. More on the Ben Ferguson Show right after this.